last weekend was fair to middling. The bay was a little rough, wasn't it? A little bone crunching on Saturday and Sunday. Maybe we pray to the Lord. Come on. You know in your heart, don't you? That he walks with me and he talks with me. He tells me I am his own. I remember one summer I had a job selling Bibles and we're already going out on our day's rounds and we used to tell good-natured Bible jokes, you know, before we'd go to get in the mood. I remember I was telling the guys, hey, you know what Jesus told West Virginia? And they said, no, what? He said, act stupid till I get back, all right? So, we're getting there. All of us took our allotment of Bibles to leave when this kid comes in and says, excuse me, sir, but I'd like a job selling Bibles. I said, you want a job selling Bibles? He said, yes. Well, I checked his resume, and he was very successful at the other companies he's been with, so I figured, what the hell, give him a shot. Well, I tell you what, he turned out to be the best Bible salesman we ever had. He was always coming back before the other guys get another carton of Bibles. He was selling up a storm, set new records in Bible sales in the whole Southeast region. Finally, I sat him down. I said, well, what's your secret? How do you sell so many Bibles? He said, well it's easy. I just ring the doorbell, and I say to the people, would you like to buy a Bible, or would you like me to come in and read it to you?
The Grease Man on DC 101. Hi.